What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Just Roll With It.
I'm Grizzly, and I'm the DM. And today we're going to have a wonderful episode with my friends and the boys, the men, the guys, the gal pals, the dudes. Starting with...
My name is Bisley. And I play...
Chip. On the show?
How did you make your voice?
How did I introduce my character? I don't know. I paid attention for my cue and I did it.
Is there Connie? Is there something that I'm missing here?
I got the magic.
I think I'm missing. Let me try.
No!
Cut it out.
Other hand. I use the other hand.
Okay.
Hey. I gotta use both hands to
get it. No, guys, he is a fucking hero for doing that shit raw, okay? You're cowards for going up there and needing that assistance. Condi, keep going. You have a beautiful fucking voice. Never let anyone tell you otherwise.
My name is Condi Fiction. I play Jay.
Yes!
Thank you. I didn't even need to give you the magic. Yo, Charlie, do you need the magic?
Yeah, can I? No. Hang on. I got this. No magic.
Oh my god. Where is he going?
He's hiding. Where'd he go? He's hiding.
He's gone beneath his desk.
I don't know what this is gonna do.
Please stop. This is a nightmare.
That's not what I expected to come out of my mouth.
So who are you, though, for real?
I'm Charlie Slimesicle, and I play Kublik.
Oh, that makes me sad. Where we last left off,
Whoa. The
three of you, Chip, Jay, and Kublik.
It's just not the same, man.
It's not the same.
Captains of the Riptide Pirates plus one found your way into the domain or dimension who is said to be controlled and harboring both the Doctor, maybe Pretzel, and perhaps a way to find Gillian. As soon as you guys crossed the mirror portal from... Cassis Carnival, after dealing with Bellstrom and your feelings of losing Gillian to some magical cards and the whatnot, you crossed this mirror into this domain and you were surrounded by a void of blackness and some kind of starry space-like vibe. And in front of you were two large white wooden doors that seemed to belong to what we would consider a giant suburban home. And as you walked in, you... found yourselves in some sort of like kitchen with a family, a man, a woman, and a small small daughter.
Oh,
you looked over.
Daughter?
Yeah, she's sitting at the table kicking her feet with some sort of, I'll get to it. And once you walk into this kitchen, the door shut behind you. You get the sense that they cannot be opened as you hear sort of a click. And the father looks at you and says, "Welcome home, champs! Joining us for dinner?" And so, the journey continues. As now standing, you all... what is it? Kublik, Chip, Jay, Felipe. All four of you see in front of you a dining table big enough to fit, 10 to 12 people. And it's sitting in the middle of this square chamber that is looks like somewhat of a large kitchen. And there are four... or however many seats you guys need to all sit down in front of you, just kind of waiting for you.
Well, guys, this is suburbly fucked.
You said it. I don't know what I was expecting, but it wasn't this.
Oh, Jay, how was school? You working hard or hardly working? Chip, brought the family dog home. Hey there, little Kublik. And he stands up and he starts patting on Kublik.
Chip leans over and just out of the corner of his mouth, Jay?
Yeah.
I don't think Gillian's here.
Why don't you come and set the table and help us get ready for dinner?
I don't think so either. Yeah, I'm just going to go upstairs and change.
And then wash up. We're going to go wash up for dinner. And we need to bring the dog because he's dirty.
Okay, we're going, dog. We're going.
Upstairs, Kublik. Come on, champ.
Okay, dog.
Now, children plus dog, you know that we have family responsibilities. We all chip in and help with dinner if we're all going to eat together.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Pop, we just have to...
then went and cleaned up, right?
We just... We just gotta be clean, you know? We don't want to get the table dirty. It was a long day at school,
you know? I did, like,
inside check, by the way.
Why?
What do you mean? So, what are you trying to inside
this
for?
All seems
what the fuck?
Good.
Why? Then? Why is why?
This all
why
seems good to me.
I'd like to inside check the entire situation.
New Black and Jay, what are you up to?
I have an authority problem, so I'm gonna listen to Dad.
I'm eating dog food.
I got a three.
A three. Here's what I'll say. It's just a square chamber. The door behind you. Once you hear that lock, that click, you look behind you. It's gone. It's just a wall. And there's only one other door in here. And on that door, there are three locks that hold it shut, and above that door is a timer that is ticking down.
Oh no, we're in the escape room.
Oh no!
30 minutes.
Okay, need to escape!
There's no other way out. That's what you get from your insight. You don't know why this is happening, what they're doing, but you do notice the only exit.
Would I have noticed that?
Jay would, yeah, you would notice that. Like, especially you with your passive perception, you would notice not only—
Oh shit, Gublek's got 17 passive perception. Holy shit!
Gublek and Jay, both of you notice what Chip notices, which is the only door with three locks and the ticking down timer, which is now at 29:33. You also see the four chairs that are waiting for you guys to sit, and the very perfect Kenthal-like man of a father with his very perfect Barbie-like wife and their perfect daughter.
Is he like a real person?
You'd have to roll some kind of insight.
Yeah, can I roll something like insight or?
At first glance, it seems like a real person. Yeah.
Oh, I was so close to the natural 20. That's a 9.
Bro, have you seen the photos of Ryan Gosling playing Ken? Because that's what I'm picturing right now.
That is pretty much what you're looking at, Ryan Gosling.
I'm
going to
say,
oh my god,
that's awesome.
With that role, you don't see anything that makes him not a real person.
Okay.
So seems to be.
And it's just this one room, right? Like there's nothing else except for this.
There's just one box of a room. He's kind of still sitting like an NPC, standing over the chair, holding on it, just like beckoning over to sit down and on the chairs. And you do see there is like a paper in front of each chair.
Chip, I think we just have to play along for now.
What? I don't want to sit at this table.
What the heck, man? Oh my god. What are you cooking over there?
Hee-ho, okay, dog's at that table today. I'm gonna go up on the chair. Does the paper say anything?
You go and sit up on the chair. You guys follow along. Can you read?
I can read.
On the cover paper, it's just big bold letters that says the word script. It's a pamphlet.
Oh no. But Gublek like improv. Gublek lifts up a little tentacle and slowly turns to the first page.
The first, okay, so you do that. And the other two, just another thing. Are you guys sitting down yet or no?
I am about to.
Hesitantly,
where everyone is.
We'll sit down. Yes.
Felipe's already sitting. That smells good. And
hey, Gublek.
Okay, in my natural odor.
Do you remember the first rule of improv?
Yes. And?
Wait, are you edible?
Doing improv, can't say no.
Anyways,
and I put my tentacle in his mouth.
Oh, gummy.
So that there's a paper, like,
kind
do we each
sour.
Get one of these?
Yeah, we each have a script in front of
you.
Yeah,
you do.
I'd like to open it and read my lines.
All right, so both Gublek and Chip open their script.
Yeah, I open mine as well, yeah.
You do as well, Felipe, I guess he does. Mm-hmm. He doesn't. And all three of you see one single line, and it's the same one. And it says, Mom, comma, give me some, and there's a blank.
Mama, give me some sugar.
I hate that.
Not now, dearie. I have to finish dinner. You know, if somebody would just come over here and help me out and get this finished, we could get dinner and start it a lot
Mom,
faster.
Mom, give me some alcohol.
Son, you know you're underage for alcohol.
Mom, can I just have some, like, some toast? Yum.
You're going off script.
Oh, honey, bless your heart. Now, how was school today? The father says.
I flip the page.
They're all blank.
They're all blank?
Just blank pages, yep. There's only one line. It's on that one page.
I don't know. What is school?
I don't know.
School was great. I aced my test.
The little daughter, like perfect daughter, like whatever image of a perfect little toddler daughter is sitting at the edge of the table, writing on some kind of paper, and like seems very focused and looks up and then smiles real big and then says,
oh no,
I heard that Chip has a girlfriend.
No,
you have a girlfriend. You didn't tell your old man, so
no, I don't have a girlfriend.
No way, that would never happen.
As Jay says this, Chip just kind of looks over like,
I don't know, like, prove me wrong, man.
Angry eyebrows.
Damn. Get some game.
Sean, tell me about her.
Didn't want to, she's really cool.
Oh, that's
yeah,
nice.
She's
that's
awesome.
Nice.
She has like
you, huh?
Hair and
cool,
eyes.
Cool, isn't it?
Teeth too. She goes to a different school.
No, she have no teeth. Like a, she have no teeth.
She has no teeth. The dog talks now. Isn't
that
incredible?
Yes, she has no teeth. And it's okay
Mommy.
Because I, it feels better.
Jesus Christ! Jesus Christ!
She's also 85.
What the fuck?
Chase, your father Chip looks at you and says, "A cougar chaser, that's my boy." Goes for a high five. We're getting demonetized.
He slaps my hand, and I just hold it up and
okay.
In fear.
Whenever he, whenever
I lean over to Chip.
I'm disgusted by you.
I don't know what to say.
Chip,
do you see anything in here? My girlfriend.
They're flipping the pages of the script.
Roll another perception, Chip.
Okay. To 15.
To 15, you notice whenever he high fives your hand that his skin feels synthetic. Like, it doesn't feel like real skin.
Okay, gang. Well, I think I'm just going to head up to my room. I'm feeling real tired.
Again, and there's no other doors.
And Matilda really likes to call, and we want to call before the early bird special. So I'm just going to go ring her up.
Your mother, like Chip, says before you go,
"Well, dear, there's no going upstairs until you help me with this dinner. We got to get it done faster. Somebody please help me with dinner. I mean, as eventually one of you will pull your weight around here."
I'm getting a lot of strong hints right now, Chip, that we have to help with dinner.
Okay.
Gooblek, do you know how to cook?
Really?
Okay, we're going to help.
It's
come
okay.
On, Gooblek.
I make Gooblek special.
And I I slop out of the chair. Like fucking prototype, just roll over to her and stretch out above the counter. What is...
Look at that, honey. The dog knows how to cook now.
Bjork?
What is she
well,
making?
I'll be damned. Son, sit down and keep telling me about Matilda. And he starts like wiggling his eyebrows.
I'll set the table in the meantime while
that'd
you
be
go
great,
on about
dearie.
Your 85-year-old girlfriend.
She likes bingo. She's a real... I don't know. Gooblek introduced me.
Bjork!
Son, I think it's time to have the talk.
Your dog?
Oh, my
what?
God. You never had the talk?
Who would I get it from?
Oh, my God. You're right. No, it's okay. We're sitting. Hey, we're about to eat dinner. You know, maybe after dinner.
You know what, Jay? I
kind of
need this. What is that? What is that about a bird and
please,
bees?
God.
We actually have a bird.
The mother says...
Dear, Jay's right. Let's just save this until we eat.
Ma, I really think I need to hear about this, actually.
Chip, I don't need to hear you get the sex.
I need, there's some blanks that I need to fill in, Jay.
Anyways, before we get to that, Gooblek, you're going to help Mom with dinner, and as you do that...
Well, first I want to see what she's making.
Okay. It looks like, you know the chicken noodle soup with letters?
Oh, it's soup? I go in.
Alphabet soup.
You go in the soup? Okay,
yeah, yeah.
Is Gooblek resistant to heat?
No.
Go ahead and roll, I guess.
Ooh.
I guess a con save?
Okay.
Con save.
New liquid.
20, not natural.
20, not natural. So you don't catch on fire.
You're okay.
You're just going to take half damage of being in this boiling pot.
Can I absorb a little?
You could absorb a little bit of
yes.
You probably also absorb a little bit of the letters inside of the chicken noodle soup.
Oh, that's excellent.
Is you take 15 points of fire damage.
15 from soup? That could kill a man. Okay.
It's
so
very hot.
I take the 15 soup damage. And you see as Gooblek turns from this purplish shade to like a brownish yellow with like little brothy bits in him and like little alphabet letters now floating around.
Dear, the dog is in the soup.
Dog is soup now.
Does he want any other help or is it?
No, if you're actually going to try and help, you have to roll something.
Oh, okay. I am going to try and help after I become soup and experience soup.
Okay, roll the cooking check, which I believe is survival or nature. Another thing is you all hear beep, beep, and you see that the timer is now below 19 minutes.
Oh,
and
shit.
Gooblek, you don't notice this because you're in the pot, but Chip and Jay and Felipe... The three of you start to sweat a little, like the room is rising in temperature.
Oh, no. I got a 7 on that survival check, by the way.
You try to help, but you are inside the soup.
Hey, Chip, is it getting hotter in here?
Yeah, a little bit. It's like...
I don't think it's the sex talk.
And you...
Help!
But you do help You help my mother.
Oh, no.
She picks you up.
Melting
she
in fix, what?
Just let me talk. She picks you up and lifts you out the soup, and she begins to pour the soup into bowls and puts the bowls on each, like, on top of those pamphlets at each chair. And none of them have letters in them because they're all inside Gooblack.
I know what I do. I'm going to...
The script, it is in me.
And I'm going to... And I'm going to try and eject all the letters onto the table and see if we can, if there's a secret script inside the letters of the alphabet soup.
Uh-huh. Okay. First we get to...
Thanks for saying like that's anything, by the way. I really appreciate that.
No. I just want to... Jay is still walking up to the cabinet. As you do this, as she's setting the bowls and you're pouring out the letters, and the dad goes, oh, the dog's made a mess again. Chip, would you mind grabbing the towel and clean this up?
What did
I
do?
Yeah, where's the towel?
Bro, every time I play a parent or something, I always go Western on accident. I don't know why. Just can't. I think it's just where I was born. You know what I mean?
Just where I was born.
And so, Jay, you open up one of the cabinets, and there is, like, you know how sometimes people decorate the insides of their cabinets? Yeah. Do you ever seen that? There's a bunch of school-related, like, imagery and posters. And even the plates themselves have, like, math equations on them. Some of them say school is cool. Some of them say math is cool. Algebra, like, you know, like, B-R-U-H, like, trying to be cool with the kids. And you just grab some plates, but you see that inside all the cabinets. Or you grab, I guess you grab silverware, I mean. Something
yeah,
like that.
I grab what I need to, yes.
All right, yeah, you get that, and you see all that. Gooblack, whenever you put the letters on the table...
Yeah.
You get them in this order.
Oh, shit. I hope it just says some, but it's going to be like,
the letters plop onto the table as soon as Jay is placing the silverware, and the letters are in this order, from left to right. O-O-R-E-W-H-M-K. And you gather they're scrambled because they were inside of you.
Okay, wait, all right.
Can you... Oh, you have it.
I say... All right, whoop, whoop, and I look at where I think the camera is. And like it was my catchphrase on The Big Bang Theory.
The timer resumes, and you're almost at 15 minutes remaining.
Oh, shit. Okay, guys, I'm in the chat.
Father, do you mind if I give Chip the talk?
And your dad goes... You know what, adopted son Felipe? I think you should. You're pretty wise. Maybe the wisest one of us all.
No, Dad, I think I want to hear it from you and not
Listen,
Felipe.
Listen, sometimes you just start getting the fuck it, all right?
Please don't.
And then
Felipe,
bunch of eggs get released into the sea, and then out comes these little tadpoles. I used to be one of those, you know what I mean? And
then you
start growing rapidly. First it's the legs, then it's the little peepee, if you have one. And then it's the head and the arms, and then the tail shrinks. Did you have a tail?
I don't think so.
Man, what the hell is what is this like little girl doing?
You just see by the way, Jay and Gooblack are just like fucking moving shit around.
Connie is
that's
correct.
Not food.
So Jay, that's
not food.
Jay would get it correct.
Mom, can I have some homework, please?
I don't know why you're asking me. That's a question for your teacher. But I guess if you're asking to help little Juju over there with her homework, she could probably assist it.
And Juju, the perfect daughter, looks up and goes,
yeah, I'm kind of dumb.
God, I hate you. Mom Jesus and Dad Christ. Always loved you more.
Hey, Jay.
She
is
says.
Is this one of those puzzle things? Because I'm not very good at those.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so what do?
We help her with her homework.
That's so stupid. I don't want to do that.
Do you know math? Do you know any math?
I'm stupid.
Gooblack, do you know math?
Oh, yeah.
Gooblack.
Fucking Mario response.
For some reason, I don't believe him.
I'm going to go over. No, too late. I do math now. I go over to her and look at her homework. And tell me the questions, and I'm going to say all the answers as fast as I can.
Okay, actually, it just seems she's stuck on the last question.
Okay.
She's answered the other ones. They look like normal, math problems.
Why should
it
be like full fucking algebra?
Yeah, he's
going
to post a fucking algebra.
Solve for
chat,
x.
Dude.
9x plus.
The last question, it's kind of like one of those questions where it's a paragraph of words, and you're trying to have to figure out the equation by that. Mm-hmm. And this one says, how many bitches do Chip be getting?
Answer
okay,
X equals 0.
And Jay,
Jay just laughs. Jay Reason laughs.
Whenever you were by the cabinets, you would have noticed that there's a drawer underneath the sink that has a 4-digit code locked by a 4-digit code.
Chip, Chip, you're going to love this. Come here.
I come over, I look.
You see the last question on this homework says, how many bitches do Chip be getting?
What's the answer, Chip? How many bitches are
I
you
look
pulling?
Up at Jay, mouth agape. Are you serious right now?
Well, he's looking
Hurry
at her.
Up, children, your soup's going to get cold.
While he's looking at her mouth agape, can I just like kind of slick on over and look Chip dead in the eyes and twist the combination to say all zero?
So it's like a beeper, like a 4-digit like number pad keys.
Oh, okay.
So you type in like 0000.
0000, yeah.
Does it open?
Oh, no.
Chip, you have a secret.
Hang on. I got this, guys. Don't worry about it. I got this. I come over. 9999.
Doesn't open. Shit. Your father's eating his soup now at this point.
Okay, 1 second.
Damn, honey, this
zero,
is
zero, 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 001.
Beep. And it slides open.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there was that one girl. Right.
And then there's this, like, cut up. Like a little piece of paper inside of it.
I eat it.
I'm sweaty and you. No!
Like seeing what it says?
Yeah.
I reach my hand in the goob.
No, I'd like to read
it out.
Through his body.
Can I absorb? Is it like scraps?
At this point, you guys have 10 minutes left.
Oh shit, it's like scraps.
Things
right?
in the kitchen. Catch on fire. They spontaneously catch on fire. And
this
you watch as now
on you.
Both the father and the mother are starting to, in what you call
I wish it was
starting to melt.
Oh!
Slowly.
Hey, yeah, mom, you don't look so good.
Hey, dad, you're on fire today.
This soup is really good, honey.
No!
Skincare routine's doing you well.
What's the paper say?
I suck it in, and then I want to try and I like unfurl my coat and I want to like open the paper inside of me so they can see it. It's floating inside of me.
It's also unbearably hot for all of you at this point. It feels like being inside of a sauna.
Kublak is literally melting. He's like slowly melting into the ground.
You're drenched in sweat at this point, and you guys read what it says, and it just says milk.
Fridge, open fridge, milk.
All right.
I try to open the fridge like panically and it just won't come out. It won't come out.
I stare at the mother.
No.
She's sitting down now next to the father eating the soup. Yes, puppy?
Kublak? Wrong.
Where are
wrong
you
clock.
Hiding Markiplier?
No.
Kublak, need to experience every liquid.
I'd like to grab Kublak.
I'd like to breastfeed.
I'd like to grab him like before he breastfeeds.
I don't know, man. Milk
just says
I'd like
milk.
I'd like to hold him back as he flails like a rabid dog.
Okay, so given the fact that the DM is not giving me time of day for this one, I'm gonna assume that breastfeeding is not the answer. Can I go over to the?
I need to register. That's what you were trying to do.
Can I go over to the fridge and since I can fit into any gap that's like an inch, without squeezing, can I squeeze into the like my fucking eyeballs through the side of the fridge to try and see into the fridge?
This fridge is sealed vacuum airtight.
And it just won't open, you said?
Won't open.
What's on the locks? Is there like words? Is it a word lock? Is it
they're just keys.
Lock?
The three locks on the door, they're just keys.
Oh.
And at this point, your mother stands up. She's done with her soup. She pours the soup out of the pot in the kitchen into the sink. And then you hear a clink, clink, clink. And she says, oh, honey, I think a spoon is stuck in the garbage disposal.
I go down the garbage disposal.
Kublak!
It's okay, I get it! Kublak's entire body goes down it. He's melting too much, he simply falls into it.
Roll deck save.
The second you enter,
The second you enter, like, passing, like, a tripwire, it goes... This, like, turns on...
Oh, that dangerous! 12.
Again, probably just half damage. I say that's enough to not get, like, a lot of damage.
This is
but,
absurd.
Yeah.
Dude, can you imagine Kublak if this character right dies in a garbage disposal?
That would be the funniest thing to happen today.
The ultimate way to go, bro.
What do you guys got over there?
Milk.
A paper that says milk. And Kublak's in the garbage disposal.
Wait, I mean, I'm kind of like really fucking intelligent, so I could always just, you know,
tell you what I think it is.
Tell me about milk.
Oh, yeah. No, that'd actually be really great.
Yeah.
I also want to go over to the door and inspect these locks that are holding us in and see if I can't just pick them.
Is it whole milk? Is it like whole milk?
You know, I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm just going to steal your thunder if you don't, figure it out, okay? That's all I roll, baby. You take 17 points of damage, and you successfully get back out. Now inside your body is a silver key.
Oh,
that's one of three.
The real key was inside all along. I go over to the.
You have 6 minutes left.
Yeah, I slide on over, and I sort of the key up to where my hand is, and put it in the lock and twist it
like a magnet. Just. And it just sits in there and it unlocks. That's one down.
I did want to try and pick the other two locks.
You can try, but just by being near it, you know that they're magical locks.
So was the milk connected to the disposal hint? Would I get a sense or would I get a sense that
no,
it was...
It's something connected to something else I've already presented to you. You guys are just not putting it together. I'll just
I got a
right
13.
Now, I mean, no, it fails to try and pick the locks.
All right, goddammit, I'll just...
No! No!
All right, no. Man. It's pretty fucking easy. He's just like sitting there looking at it, sitting at the table.
What is he looking at?
Down at the table, right in front of him.
I look at the table. What's in front of him?
Oh my God.
It's the
Mom,
script.
I want some milk.
God damn it, I should have wrote, Mommy, give me some milk. Anyways, you say that, she goes, oh, sure thing, honey. You know, thanks to the dog for getting that out of the garbage disposal. And she opens up this milk fridge easily. It just kind of like pops open like it's been released from a lock. And it's just a gallon of milk. And she just starts pouring it on the table.
I want to jump in front of it.
You ingest it?
Yes.
Okay, again, another key. As soon as the the gallon of milk empties out, it absorbs into your body.
Gublek becomes a cummy white. And, I'm going to over to the locks and put the second one in.
You see me fiddling with the lock, trying to get it open. I'm still fucking with it. I can't get it open.
I fully envelop Chip to put the key in. Like, fully milk comes around you in a great wave, and then the key goes inside.
I look up, just, like, staring blankly as the goo envelops me, and I'm covered in milk.
Okay, you put the key in, I'm assuming.
Mm-hmm.
The door unlocks. Or not unlocks, sorry. That key, unlocks. There's one left. And you notice that there are 4 minutes remaining on the timer. You also notice that the room is almost completely in flames. And now the family around you have melted to the point where you can tell that they're made of plastic. And now they just have these gaping holes for eyes.
Living flesh, metal endoskeleton. All right.
And your dad looks at you in this horrifying visage. He says, you know, kids, and I'm going to resume the timer as soon as I finish saying this, just so you know.
Oh, God.
Kids, I heard you guys were having an improv comedy show at school. You know, I'm something of a jokester myself. Say, why don't you hit me with one of your funnies?
And he burps like he just, like after finishing his bowl of soup, pretty much.
Okay, it's time to do the improv we've always known we could do, Chip.
I turn around and I stand up drenched in milk.
And he looks terrifying, like I said, like no eyes melting all around him.
Yeah.
And he's still smiling, but there's no more teeth anymore. It's just this, like, two black holes and a black hole of a smile. All of you, by the way, make a dexterity saving throw. Just gives you time to think of a
Gillian.
Joke as well.
No one gets any pluses.
19.
It doesn't necessarily have to be a joke. It just has to be improv comedy.
19.
Something to
21.
Get the sense that he really wants to laugh.
Let's do the classic. I'm the store clerk. You're the robber. Hi, welcome to the store. How can I help you?
Give me all your fucking money.
I don't have money, but I do have these bagels.
Give me all the bagels. I'm gonna eat them all right here, as fast as I can.
They're everything bagels. Is that
and
okay?
And you're gonna eat them with me too, Dad? Is this farm? No.
Is this funny yet, Dad?
He has like one of the. There's no eyebrow anymore. It's all melted off. But it's like raised, like the eyeball shapes to look like he's raising eyebrow.
Jay, I got it. Say the milk
this
line.
This is what the kids are doing nowadays.
Say the milk line again. Say the milk line again.
Hey, why are you covered in milk?
All of you.
Because okay. I'm legendary!
Oh!
All right, buddy. Just roll with advantage performance.
I have a plus 11 to
dude,
performance.
Dude, that was really good.
It's fun. I didn't laugh like I wanted to, but I smiled. I'll let you roll with advantage.
22.
If you got me to really laugh, you wouldn't have had to roll at all.
Jesus Christ, man.
At that point, the dad looks at you and he goes, like spit takes to the side, like very cartoony, and then whiplashes, almost like what's the YouTuber who does the fucking stop motion animation with the creepy face?
Freddy Fazbear.
I know the guy.
You know the guy I'm talking about.
The guy with like the fucking like the After Effects guy.
Yeah. Sorry, I just forget what his name is, but you guys know who it is. He does that spit take, and it's all really snappy and jarring, and it looks like animation, and then he just belches out, like regurgitates all this soup onto all of you. And then once you're covered with this disgusting, now boiling hot liquid, you hear a key drop to the floor and the family melts away. And you have 1 minute.
Put the key in.
59 seconds.
I fall onto the ground just soaked in this milk. I'm writhing. Yeah. I'm writhing in the milk.
Push the key away across the floor. It slides across the floor.
I'm rolling around on the ground trying to get this fucking key.
Gulak tries to stretch and reach for the key, and now he's melting on the ground, just turning into soup. He's going down a drain in the center of the room.
I roll around in Gulak. I'm covered in Gulak and milk.
Gulak starts to
go. I'm going to go grab the key while he's flailing on the ground.
I'm trying to get it right now.
I am too.
30 seconds left. Somebody make a sleight of hand check.
Me, I'll do it.
Pick the key up.
Okay. Can I give him advantage since he's covered in my special soup?
No.
Oh my God. 15.
15. You're easily enough. You're able to pick it up. And with 10 seconds remaining, you put it in the door and you hear the key unlock and the sort of almost like an illusionary space around you. The door opens and
I bust through and slam onto the ground.
Yeah, okay, so the door opens, all the flames stop, it goes silent. You hear like somewhere in the distance confetti pop, and then you head inside to this black void beyond the door as you all just kind of like rush in. And at first, it's just this sort of like space where there's nothing to see, there's nothing definable or describable. And then, like an illusion, like I was saying, it all just, like a video game loading, it all just kind of like appears up, and you guys find yourselves in a new room that looks like, to us, a modern day classroom. And before you can do anything else, you're sitting down at a desk.
Hey, Gublek, you're kind of like in me and all around me right now.
Level 2, Baldi's basics!
Do you want to try and get out of Gublek?
I do want to try and get out of Gublek.
Roll. I got a 20. I got a 28.
I try again.
Okay. You're still in Gublek.
Yeah, 7?
I got a 27.
I'm going to try one more time.
Okay, try one more time.
All right, 18?
All right, I got a 27.
Fuck off, Charlie!
I want to fucking try again.
Let me out.
Okay, all right, you try again. All right. I got 24.
Okay, 19.
Okay, you're getting closer. You're getting closer.
Let me out.
Oh, so close. You were so close.
How is it above 20 every time? 19.
Okay, I got a 27.
Fuck off. How is that even possible?
Okay, do you want to try
to get out again. Try to get out again. That's a 20.
All right, I got a 27.
Fuck.
Listen to me. You can't like have the whole chip in you. Remember, it can't be someone bigger than you.
Can I have the parts of it that matter?
Like upper half.
It's just like legs coming out of soup, like a ball of soup.
You guys get back. Once this sort of environment now appears or apparates around you, Chip and Gublek are both in the same seat, and Jay is in her own seat, Felipe is in his own seat, and there's another seat that's meant for Gublek. And as this teacher that you guys don't really know as pirates from Mana that this is a teacher or a classroom. You're very unsure about what this place is because you've never seen it before.
And oh my God, what is this dungeon?
I'll just say this humanoid woman with like a businessy sort of dress suit slaps some kind of ruler, like we know it's a ruler, slaps it on your desk and says, "Excuse me, no PDA, Chip and Gublek, back to your seat. We're having a pop quiz."
Yeah, I can't exactly get him off.
What PDA?
Public display of affection in my classroom is not allowed.
Why is affection?
You love me.
No, you try, I don't okay, love you, all right, Gublek. Try and get him off. What do you get?
5.
Oh my God.
Okay, I got a 20.
No, we.
Gublek, get off. I try again.
Gublek, come on, get off of him. No, Gublek, come on.
Oh my God, that's a 22. This is my only chance.
Moment of truth. 26.
Fuck! Why are you so goopy?
Okay,
he stays on me.
I'm sorry.
I stopped trying.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Please just get off.
Okay. Can I extend a pseudopod and put it on my seat so that I'm touching my seat but also still on him?
Can you say something that you can actually do?
Yeah, I can extend a 10-foot long pseudopod.
You can do that.
That's what I'm extending right now.
Just so we
But explain like what it is.
It's 10 feet long, roughly.
No, I don't explain its properties.
It's 6 inches wide and 10 feet long.
But like more so what it is.
Oh, I can extend it as a bonus action.
Yeah, guys. Its application is far less interesting than what it really is. Though.
Oh, it's a pseudopod. Well, okay. Let's just say it's no pod. Sorry, Chris. What were you gonna fucking do, bro, in this goddamn game?
Whenever you're ready, man.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Are you guys all just right. Not curious what a pseudopod is? Am I crazy?
Do you not know what a pseudopod is?
You know Google is like it exists.
I really just wanted him to tell me.
A pseudopod is like when a cell reaches out like a little fucking tendril, basically. It's like a pseudopod.
A temporary protrusion of the surface an amoeboid cell for movement and feeding. I wish I knew that.
All right, then. All of you, as this, I'm going to keep calling them a teacher, even though you don't know what that is.
Yep.
I guess, Jay, you would know what like a school... There are schools and academies and stuff in Mana, although they may not look like this. You do know what it means to have like a quiz or a pop quiz or some sort of test in a classroom setting, because you would have had classroom settings before. And you recognize the term pop quiz, or just say it's canon.
Oh no, and so I thought she I left says, the slide behind.
Time for a pop quiz. Each of you have your own questions, and there's no cheating allowed. Cheating is punishable by death in my classroom. You have exactly 30 minutes to finish your quiz, and when you are done, you may leave.
Gillian would love this place.
Gillian would have, I know. I kept thinking about it. I was like, he would love this place.
He would. Cheating is punishable by death in the Undersea, too. All right. Okay,
so
I guess
each of you, including Felipe, have a... Like just a one paper again, and there's one question written on it. But the question itself, as you look down at the papers, if you're all doing that, it just appears like magical ink that writes itself on a blank piece of paper.
Okay.
And you all have your own parchment, except for Jay. You can't read what it says. You get the sense that you've lost your ability to read.
Oh, fuck! That's what you lost? Holy shit!
So when I was saying that you saw things in the kitchen that said cool, like math and math bra, I was explaining that to everyone else, but to you, you didn't notice. It just looked like gibberish. What are you holding your hand up for?
Our navigator?
I'm in class. I'm being respectful.
Oh, yes, Jay!
Hi, I can't read.
That is your problem and not mine. The quizzes begin. Kids these days and their stupid jokes. And she sits, she stands at the front of the class and just
I thought you were going to say their stupid brains.
She stands at the front of the class and eyes all of you sort of using that ruler and tapping it passive aggressively on her, like in between.
I'll
her
do phone. The test.
Okay.
Oh, Ublek and I do the test.
All right, yeah, I do my test too.
And Jay, you know that you have to answer this in order to leave.
Oh God. And no
but
cheating.
You can't read.
I try to cheat off of Jay.
I put my hand up again.
That's so funny. Anyways, can I also try and cheat off of Jay?
Teacher, what happens if I fail this pop quiz?
Failing this pop quiz will render you effectively useless to the rest of society, proving yourself to be in need of instruction and control.
Education is scam. You lie.
Black, education is scam.
And then I proceed to cheat off whatever Jay writes.
Me too.
She explained, and if she didn't, I'm sorry, but you guys all have different questions.
That doesn't matter.
It doesn't change anything for me.
All right, yeah, so how are you trying to cheat without getting caught, even though hearing that cheating is punishable by death?
Okay, well, you see, I can unmanifest my head and become a limbless blob, so I do that so she doesn't see where I'm looking.
I think what I would actually do is if I could, I would, like, see if I couldn't, like, throw a little something to distract the teacher.
Much better idea than just doing it right out. Thank God.
Can you throw a little bit of me?
Sure. I'll grab a little Gublek. Gublek, here, let me just borrow this. And I pull off a piece of his body.
And I
go, and I try and flick it onto her. Now, don't let her go. Like
it's
I try
literally
to,
writhing as well.
So roll a d20 plus dexterity.
11.
11? It misses?
Can I give him an advantage on this because he is using my goo?
It's Gublek.
And if he misses, I want to make it stretch so it hits her.
I'm just going to say that because you're using your pseudopod right now and he tore off a bit of you, I'm not going to say I don't think you would have control over this.
Okay.
Goobleck. However, it's going to miss her and it's going to slap right on the whiteboard behind her. And she will turn around for a brief second.
There's still some spaghetti, like some spaghetti letters, and it just says, ah, like a bunch of A's.
She'll turn around because though it didn't hit her, with her roll, it does distract her.
Okay, sweet. Yeah.
All right. And then we both are going to
immediately look over at Jay's page.
Immediately look over at Chip's.
I look over and I look up at Jay.
Okay, you're all trying to do this like really fast. Okay, everybody roll stealth with advantage.
Okay, cool.
Except for Felipe, because he's a good boy and he's not going to do it.
Oh, I got a natural 20, so that's a 31.
Nice! I got a 27 and she has a disadvantage to perceive me.
I got a 20, dirty.
Whoa, this feels great, guys. Holy shit. Is this what it's like?
I whispered to Chip, Chip, I can't read.
What are you talking about?
I can't read. I can't do it anymore.
What are you? It's okay. Don't need to read. Just write answer.
You can't read? What does that even mean?
I can't do it.
I'm looking at her sheet. Are there any answers down?
Yeah. So you see Jay's page says, what side is Chip's earring on?
It just says, what side is my earring on?
Chip, what side do you...
I don't think she gave it back to you, did it?
It's gone.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to give this back to you.
You've had it the whole time?
So,
yeah.
I thought I lost this thing.
It would be which side was Chip's earring on?
Which side do you put it in?
Okay, just so you know, it's a very quick turnaround, so make it brief.
She's turning around a lot, like, for a long time.
Ooh, it's like in slow motion. You guys are talking really fucking fast. She's, like, looking back.
I get back to my seat.
I put it on, and it is in Chip's left ear.
Peter, you looked it up.
Yeah, you know I fucking did.
Dude, I was
that's what I thought it was, honestly. It was left ear.
I was like, I think I remember it being on my right side when I'm looking at the fan art. Mm-hmm. That was what I was thinking, but I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I'm just... Okay, so when I went to just roll with a week, that's the ear I put it on.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Alrighty.
So, I go down and try
as
to...
As soon as you get that...
But wait, is it my left or your left?
Not enough time, because Felipe says, Felipe, you guys hear, I'm done, and she turns around.
I look back, I'm back to normal. And you guys,
back to normal. Unless there's anything you wanted to do before that happens.
Can I cheat off Felipe?
Felipe is done, he's in the front of the class.
Okay, can I extend my pseudopod and manifest my eyes upon it so that I can gaze upon his answer?
He already turned it in, he's like handing her the paper. Bro, I haven't even told you your question yet.
I know, but I want to know what, I want to cheat off of him.
It's too late, you guys took the action to stealth and cheat off Jay.
Fuck.
And he finished, and that's what got her attention again.
I'll look on my page.
I point my finger back at Chip, and I cast message. And I, like, murmur. I barely move my mouth. I'm like, Chip, how do I spell left again? What are letters?
Yeah.
And you can't reply to me.
Stealth and disadvantage. She's looking at you guys now.
I got a 13.
Okay, with disadvantage, I got a 13. Because I rolled a 2. But together, that's a 26. So if you really think about it, she would have to roll above a 26 to
that's
see it.
That's really true, because addition. Math is important. Yeah, 26. What? They got a 26.
Yeah, so we got together. A 26.
When you add them together.
I wasn't even telling Chip to roll it. It was just Jay, but it's fine. You guys get hit with a psychic, like, almost like a migraine. And it immediately, like, when she looks at you, her eyes almost, like, glow like fucking Storm from X-Men. Oh, and both of you... Chip, you take 20 points of psychic damage, and Jay, you take 10. So I guess if you're uncanny, you can't uncanny dodge psychic damage. Pretty sure you can't do that.
I'm trying to. Well, that's the funny thing is you said it, and I'm just like trying to imagine how does he dodge a brain blast?
I don't think his brain moves
in the fluid of his head out of the way.
When an attacker hits you with an attack,
it's a spell attack. I don't think that works.
Oh, that does kind of make sense, I guess.
I'm going to give my best attempt at writing.
Oh,
L, E, F, T.
All right. Before you do that, I really need to tell you guys your question.
Okay. All right. I read my question.
Chip, your question is: what was Gillian's fourth earned title? If you look it up, I'm banning you. And Gooblet, would you rather have?
Gillian ties for you. You have the
no. What are you about to fucking say, dude?
Would you rather have unlimited goo?
You get a would you rather?
And no tavern brawls or unlimited tavern brawls and no brawls. Tavern brawls.
Gooblek looks over at Jay and Chip
writes left on the sheet and turns it in.
Really?
Yeah. He smiles a wide smile.
No, no. And he writes left,
and he sort of like was walking up to the thing, and it clearly is like being flaunted, so you can like see the answer.
Okay,
but he essentially he copied off of you. So now you can copy off of him, I guess.
Okay, so this is self-sacrificial. You are all right with the consequences of turning in a wrong answer.
Oh yeah.
Come on, guys, hurry up! With Gublek swinging the word left up and down, and Chip helping you spell it without a check, I'll say you can actually just roll intelligence with advantage.
Okay, that seems fair. Oh, thank God, I had that advantage. 22.
Yeah, you're able to write the word left.
I write it.
You're pretty like, confident. It's very really shaky. It looks really bad, like a toddler, but you think you write it.
Oh, no. I wanted it to be like in that really fanciful sort of like extra. Just like the L is perfect and the EFT is really garbage.
I guess you could do that. I don't know. You have lost your ability. You can get it now that you don't know how to read or write. It's gone from you.
Oh, boy.
It's very jarring. It actually kind of sucked.
You said that. I was like, how am I supposed to get this?
Yeah.
Right.
You turn it in, though, and you can stand at the front of the class.
Okay. I win.
Well, Chip thinks about whatever he wants to.
I win the game.
I think I'm going to write down singer-songwriter. But I can't remember if it was Hole in Your Heart or Gillian and the Tide Striders. I believe he said
this
Gillian
might be a situation where it's like short answer either works. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I'm going to say singer-songwriter for Gillian and the Tide Striders.
Okay.
And I'll turn that in. I really wanted to write Eater of Ass, Beater of Grass, but I just know it's not. I just know it's wrong.
You've already wrote your answer. I thought it went this way. Man. Champion of the Undersea.
Yeah.
Hero of the Deep.
Yeah.
Eater of Ass, Beater of Grass.
No way. That was way later.
That was during the Duke arc. I jumped on the island face first
for Duke of Duke, and I ate grass and then beat ass. Oh, hang on. I take notes on every new title. All right, guys, we're cross-checking the evidence.
Okay, that would be better.
Okay.
Just to know.
It might be Knighter of Julian that one time, because that happened at the end.
Bought the best oranges, slapped a bald man. I'm walking here. I killed a man with my hair.
So whoever runs a wiki, you're wrong, because you put the one as the third one, and that's just not right.
Calling out the wiki, right?
Because Knight of Julian came before that.
Yeah, it would be the one unless something happened at the casino, I believe. I believe it would have been was Knight of Julian the first one, though? I really don't know.
I feel like you introduced it later.
It changes into Knight of Julian that one time, but I'm pretty sure he was Knight of Julian at one point.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. All right, anyway, just fail him.
Either way, it's probably the one.
Fuck! I should have wrote Eater of Ass, Beater of Grass.
I like that none of us really know because there's so fucking many.
Damn, yeah. I thought you got a title for whenever you killed the bug.
I don't know, dude. I feel like there's so many I even forget now.
Damn, many. It's an impossible trick question. You could have never gotten it right.
Yeah, fuck you, Chip.
Just because it's funny. Chip, only you, after you guys all turn your papers in, she returns to her desk and only you are going to roll a charisma saving throw. For some reason, Gublek, this is the right answer.
Okay, I cheat, I get it right.
Do you say that out loud?
Yes.
Okay, roll a charisma save.
I have a -2, fuck. I got a natural 20!
Let's go, you needed that.
I got a 14.
Both of your arms, Chip.
What are you about to say? This can't be good, right?
Both of your arms. I'll give you the choice between wool or plastic.
Wool.
Your arms turn into wool, like a puppet arm, like puppet arms.
Like Little Big Both Planet.
Yeah, like Little Big Planet. That's what your arms turn into.
I want to take my arms and I want to move them up and then up. And then up and around and then up and around and I move them.
They're all flappy. And the teacher says, class dismissed. And everything sort of fades away around you.
Hey, Jay, look what I can do. I slap her in the face multiple times.
Come on now. You can
do that. It
doesn't
hurt. No, it doesn't hurt. Come on.
It doesn't
hurt.
It's
okay. Don't hurt.
Jay, no, it doesn't hurt. Stop. You're fine. You're fine.
Dude, how would you feel if I start punching
bang,
him
bang,
back?
Bang, 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 bang. I don't stop hitting you the whole time.
Just stop hitting
your baby.
You.
Come on, it's funny.
If Jay is swinging towards us and she hits us, I'm going to try and grab her and absorb her into our mess as well.
Yeah, before you do that, can I tell you what I was going to say to you?
Oh, yes.
Once the... I keep wanting to say visage because it sounds nice. Mm-hmm. Once the illusionary mirage. Chamber of a classroom, the mirage fades away and you're all standing once again in this black void, not sure where you are.
Here in my mirage.
You get this survival sense of fear, like survival triggered fear.
Okay.
Like you're in a very familiar place that you ran from. And
okay. I'm going to instantly reach out and try and grab Jay as well, and try to start running.
I didn't even get to finish.
Okay, you just said survival fear, and I was like, all right, I'm gone.
Okay, I mean, you would have no idea where to run to, because again, it's just this, like, just say a direction that you grab them and try and run.
Okay, I'm going to try and grab Jay, and I'm going to try and, the mirage has gone around us, I'm going to run backwards. So in the, I guess, direction we came from.
The second you whip around, all of you would see right in front of you, a bit distant, that pig mask wearing ghoulish girl. And the blackness begins to sort of fade away into this, what you see is like steel factory walls. And it's a hallway that you're standing in. That ghoulish pig mask girl is blocking your way out. Or the way you would think you were coming, you're going to run away towards.
I'm hitting Jay, but I slowly stop.
Hey, wait, that's the pig mask girl.
Oh, hell no.
Okay, very you're bad. We go now.
Yeah, Jay, that's all you. And I use my hands to like try and push her forward, but they just fold.
I'm going to run in the opposite direction.
You start running down this steel hallway.
And I'm still grappling Chip, so Chip's coming with me.
Wait, no, actually, I want to suss out if I'm in danger here before I follow. Can I insight check?
Sure.
Because this little fucking pig girl stole my goddamn reading and I want it back. 15.
Yeah, good luck reading the situation.
And 15, I mean, you're now standing in like this, like again, what I can only describe is very, akin it to Final Fantasy-esque steel factory, where there's a bunch of steel walls, steel floor, steel pipes everywhere, steam you can hear. And as soon as you guys whip around to run the other direction, there's no other way to sense that this is just a place of eeriness. I mean, you're not really sure. It probably is dangerous, like most things that you guys get into are. You are going towards someone, I mean, you assume you're looking for someone named the Doctor, who has been described as pretty dangerous.
Kublek is basically letting out as well a one-note high-pitched scream this entire time.
So do you follow them or not?
Jay's gonna be brave today. You said the pig girl was down the hallway, right? The pig mask?
Yeah, I mean, on the opposite direction, like whenever Kublek whipped around, and I assume you all whipped around with him, that facing that direction, it was that ghoulish pig girl in the mask. When you look, I mean, if you look back to see them running away, they're not running towards, like, if you're just staying there and you're looking at this pig mask wearing ghoulish girl, then yeah, she's still there. Far in the distance. Seems like at the edge of the hallway.
Chip, I need to get that pig mask girl.
Yeah, all you.
Well, she stole it.
I can't really help this right now.
as soon as he's firing. You're turning away to look at Chip, who's getting dragged by Kublek into the hallway, and they fade into, like, darkness almost.
You got it, though, Jay. Good luck. I believe in you. Everything is going to go great, and you'll do perfectly fine, and it's going to be...
You hear one of, like, the Five Nights at Freddy's giggles, like Balloon Boy, and that pig mask girl is gone.
Shit.
And it echoes kind of through the chamber.
I run towards where she was.
Away from them?
Yes.
Thought you were the smartest of us.
Yeah.
Not this time.
So where are you going?
I mean, like, she took my reading and pretzel.
All right, Kublek just took Chip.
You're capable, you know.
He follows you. You guys run down the hallway. For Kublek awesome. And Chip, Kublek, you come to a steel door. Do you walk through? It's just a steel door at the end of the hallway. You pass by what seemed to be, like, where it breaks the wall. There's, like, glass viewing mirrors, but they're, like, tinted black where you can't see through.
You can't see through them? Okay.
There's, like, glow, and you can hear, like whirring of some kind of machinery behind them, but you're not sure. But when you get to this hallway just running, you get to the steel door. Do you enter or no?
We get out forever.
And I'm going to open up the steel door, yeah. Yeah,
it's one of those, you know, instead of taking the elevator and taking the stairs, where it's just, like, a flight of stairs going up and down, you seem to be at the bottom, and the only way is up.
I guess that I'm
a bunch of flights of stairs, yeah.
I'm gonna start going up, yeah. With Chip, like, attached to him.
No, 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 no.
Jay, you rush all the way back in the opposite direction, and you also come to another door. It's a steel door as well. Do you go in? No sign of the Master Ghoul. I'll say the Master Ghoul from now on.
Is it going up as well?
Have you opened it?
Yeah, sure, I opened.
Yeah, if you open and you kind of step through, Philippe is like, well, come on, what the fuck? You guys emerge into a much larger open chamber where you see these humanoids who have blackened eye sockets, and they look like dolls of different kinds and different shapes, like puppets almost. And they're all working in this factory that is creating a multitude of both more dolls and some other kind of substance that you don't recognize. But it just looks like a bunch of workers who literally have no soul. And you can also see the sort of framework for kind of like a set piece of two chambers that you gather, you guys were just in. And it's just this room of and just terrifying looking figures.
I don't see her in here, obviously, right?
You have a passive perception of 20, you don't see her anywhere. Yeah. Oh, nothing.
I don't think I want to be in here, actually.
I'm fucking with you, dude. Let's get out.
Yes. All right. Get the fuck out of here, Philippe.
Deuces. Man, are you sure? Like, do you want to talk to him? I don't want to talk to him. Do you, though? Like, man, I'm kind of curious, you know? Fuck. But never mind.
What if they killed the frog,
you know?
What if they, like, grabbed me and sucked my eye sockets out and made me...
Hey, should we be concerned
do physical
that Chip,
labor?
Chip's arms kind of look like the theirs.
And you see that some of these figures have different stitching or make, if that makes sense. Some are the plastic sort of action figure like dolls, and others are stitched together yarn or whatever other kind of like dolls and plushies and puppets are made out of. With like the button eyes. Some have the button eyes, some have the hollowed out eye sockets.
You know what, Felipe? Nothing ventured, nothing gained. I'm gonna try to talk to one of those workers.
So you walk up, some of them is just doing like a...
Hey, how about this Sunday
a routine
in the factory, huh?
Of operating a machine, and when they look at you, it fills you with a sense of unexplainable or indescribable dread to your core. When you look at something that is animated like a human, works like a human, has the face of a human without, you know, like a pre-designed face of a human without eye sockets or facial features, and there's no human soul. They look at you.
I'm probably like,
and they go back.
I'm probably in that fight and flight mode where it's like I'm frozen for a second. Okay, fuck this, and I fucking run.
Yeah, well, I'm belted. All right, in the direction of where Chip and
Google yeah. Black went? That way, okay. For sure.
So you'll get to where they're going to get a bit later. For Gooblack and Chip, you guys run up this flight of stairs. I guess you slither, or you goop.
I goop. Gooblack is, I mean, he's not like fucking breathing, because he doesn't really breathe, but Chip would definitely be able to tell from how wide and more unblinking his eyes are, that Gooblack is very visibly just terrified of this place.
Hey, Gooblack.
No, no bad.
Where are we headed, buddy?
Up, and then go away forever.
Do you know anything about the pig girl? Is that why you're scared?
Do I know anything about the pig girl?
How much would you know? I mean, how you didn't stay around here long.
Can I make a? Can I make a history check? Can I just make a history? I don't have a great. Let's see. Oh, just an 8.
You're pretty unsure. I mean, I get the vibe that you weren't here long, correct?
Yeah, I wasn't.
Then yeah, okay. You're not really sure what's going on. You just know where you are. You have an idea of where you are, just not how it, like what goes on here.
Mm-hmm.
No idea.
No, it's worse. It's
worse
much,
doesn't sound very good.
Much worse. We go top speed now.
Okay,
away.
Maybe
from
you.
Worse.
Maybe we would go a little faster if you let me walk on my own.
Yeah,
as
okay.
It pans out and I'm being dragged
up the steps. She was like, get them.
Yeah.
And then yeah, Gooblack's eyes sort of shoot back, looks down, looks up.
Oh,
he lets go of you.
Okay.
Sorry, oh. new friend. I claim you.
And I just get up and I start shaking my arms and little like
goop comes off of me.
I collect all the miscellaneous pieces.
In this tower of stairs, there's also sort of this like flashing, spinning red light that comes in and out, like a light that like fills this room with this red glow that is sort of blinking in and out, as if there's some sort of emergency. And as you guys are running the steps, you get about, you know, maybe 10 or 15 flights. And then you hear faintly below you the door of the steel door that you walked through open again. And do you guys, it might spook you because you don't know who it is, but this is when, Jay, you also enter in the same place and you see this flight of stairs that just seems to go up.
Oh no, he here, we go!
And I'm going to start going as fast as fucking possible up these stairs and gesture for Chip to do the same.
Okay, yeah, my head, let's get going.
My fucking eyes fully rotate to the back of my head, and Chip sees as they get my whole body gets incredibly small as I just like accelerate up the stairs.
I'm running.
Wait, Gublik, wait up!
What the fuck is this, man?
Oh, I hear
Oh, I gotta get him. He's not dead yet.
No, don't get me!
Nobody's gonna get you, Gublik.
You're gonna get me.
So you guys
just to catch up. I run faster.
Okay, I start hearing the footsteps on the fucking thing and just start screaming.
Stop screaming!
No,
if anybody's gonna get you, they're gonna know where you are.
No!
All right, Chip and Gublik, you'll be the first ones to come to the very top of the flight of stairs. What feels like maybe 30 or more. Maybe 50, you don't know, it just feels unending, it feels like so many, you just keep running up the steps, and eventually it leads to another one of these steel doors, and you burst through, I assume, and inside is this, another steel chamber, but you seem to be sort of on a raised platform that is protected by these steel guardrails, and it's a catwalk that leads out into the circular a larger platform that is raised high above some sort of factory beneath it. Like, you can't see much of what's going on beneath it, but you do see, like, these large steel pipes and alike that crawl along the walls and web down into the cylindrical sort of tower. And at the end of this circular platform, sort of standing in front of what looks to be a mountain of different dolls and plushies and puppets and multiple screens as well, and like a big control board, and they seem to be watching some sort of screen.
Oh, no.
And
it's U2's HQ.
And the CEO of U2's turns around.
Fucking Austin. No, Austin's cool, bro.
I'm joking. But this figure is a silhouette as they're sort of being lit by the screens, and they're just surrounded by these different dolls, these collection. And you walk in, you see they're watching a screen that is the staircase you were just running up. And you see Jay and Felipe run up past the camera.
Oh, no.
They turn around as at your arrival. And that's where we're going to end the session.
Oh,
wait, I just want to make sure this is clear. Like, me and Felipe are running up the stairs and we turn around on the camera?
Like, no. Like, the...
No, the figure turned around.
They basically saw the figure turn around. The figure was watching you guys run up the steps.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they saw you guys on the screen. Even from
I don't know
distance.
Why I interpreted that the opposite way.
And your fucking cliffhangers, Grizzly. I can't take it.
So next time... We'll see what's going on.
Is this the dude? Is this the person?
This is the guy. It's the doctor. El doctor.
Let's talk about our theories.
El doctor horrible. Thank you for listening to that episode of Just Roll With It, which is only made possible by our wonderful patrons over at Patreon. Patrons get exclusive access to our other campaigns like Apotheosis, a mini campaign where me, Grizzly, and Bisley play as a trio of god slayers trying to set the world free from a corrupted pantheon. That sounds cool. It definitely doesn't immediately go off the rails and become the funniest thing you've ever heard, that's for sure. It's very serious and grimdark. You'll love it. We just made the first episode publicly available, but the campaign finale is being posted on Patreon this week. So there's never been a better time to become a patron and catch up before the finale at patreon.com/justrollwithit. We'll also be catching some of you over there at Just Rolled With It, the show after the show where we talk about the show. We're going to be talking about all sorts of fun Gublik stuff, plot theories. We'll probably just devolve and talk about the Twilight movies or peanut butter or some shit, but it'll be good. We'll see you over there. there. And thank you, of course, especially to our high rollers. Who are our high rollers? Wow, I'm glad you asked. Let me tell you all of their names. Agar Steeljaw, Alyssa, Amber Curry, Artemis Loves You, Baka 7, Beans, Blue Blend Blop, Boscoat, Bree Lee, Buttery Toast, Cal's The Folded Pizza Zone, Cheshire, Chunk Lord, Cornier Comet, Crobins, Daxy Boy, Deathclaw. Definitely not a turtle. Did someone say Colin? Elvish Cyborg, Expoogaloo, Finn Rua, Fly Guy, Funny Hats Incorporated, Gillian's Biggest Fan, I mean a ball forever, change your name, Grant Archer, Hollow, The Fallen Prince, I have Jedi'd, now I am Jedead. I think that's a quote from my Fallen Order video. Wow, a true fan, thank you. I See Sharky, I'm Butt Flusting, Jaden Grant, Jay Newell, Joey Madness, Jordan Darlin, JRWI Enjoyer, Just Gherkin, Me Too, Juzombo, Kev Senpai, Kiwi Palm, Lord Ticklefish, Man Made Imp, Material Seaweed, Mega Cyanax, Mitchell Iverson, Mithril Gear 417, Mr. Nacho, Nonex Lodal, O Kerberos, Pengu, Pippin the Magi, Page 2, it keeps going, Red Sauce Over Paradise, Riker Tsin, Riker Kurotu, Sandy 007, Scarab 5, Serene is actually a skeleton, Sleepy Wither, Sorcerer Punk, Spin Yaks, Star Crowned Ravings, Sweet Cacti, Tane Lambert, the snazziest, Teddy Loves Bites, okay, scary, The Awesome Man, Vapor, Walfie, Wild James, Raytheon, Zerberus, and your personal jester. And I'll see you guys next week, where I will once again be,
yee-haw, funny fluid, rap!